The police have got to have the stop and search powers. Of course, you've got to do this in a culturally sensitive way, but remember, the communities that are most affected by these crimes are the communities that will be sensitive to these questions. And what you've got to be careful of is talking to people who are kind of political activists who will tell you these powers aren't necessary.
During his time in office, the former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, reduced overall violent crime levels across the country.
Well, at the moment, it looks like the police are losing the battle. But, you know, these are battles that can be won. But they start from a very simple principle, which is that if you're going to defeat something like this, right from the very top of government, you've got to have an absolute focus, total determination, and do whatever it takes to get the problem solved.
In 2007, a lot of people supported comments that you made. So you said, to quote, "The violence can't be stopped by pretending it is not young black kids doing it." Do you still stand by that?
You can't ignore the reality. Start with the reality. But the reality doesn't lead you to discriminate. The reality just allows you to deal with the reality.
And that reality is the victims and perpetrators of knife and violent crime are predominantly young black men.
Yeah, and if that's the case, you're not going to deal with it better by pretending it's something other than it is. That's not... telling it like it is not discriminatory. Actually, failing to deal with it because it's located, for example, in the black community, that's discriminatory.